scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And good evening to you, high school basketball fans, on a Thursday after Christmas. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McGee. Jack with Chuck here on ScoresBroadcast.com from Fort Loramie, which was the scene of the Lady Redskins' victory over Versailles on Saturday, 56-33. Quite a thumping Fort Loramie delivered to the unbeaten Versailles Tigers. Will Fort Loramie suffer a letdown tonight, a hangover? Lady Redskins have another game tomorrow night on the road at Ohio Dominican against Sugar Creek Caraway. Perfect setting for a trap game. The opponent, New Knoxville. The Lady Rangers off to one of their best starts in the last decade, 6-2 on the year, coming off a victory at Spencerville, which previously had been undefeated. New Knoxville has given the Fort Loramie girls all they want. In fact, 5 of the last 6 years, close games, grand total of 16 points separated the two clubs. Fort Loramie won them all. In fact, head coach Carla Siegel, in her 20th year here at Fort Loramie, has never been beaten by the New Knoxville girls. Rangers would love to spring an upset tonight. Chuck, you saw the Redskins in action firsthand on Saturday. You had to be impressed.
That was as good as I've seen them play this year by far. With that kind of effort against West Liberty, I think I would have been a 20-pointer on that Monday night. But they are being led. I mean, you look down there, Dana Rose. She's not an imposing young lady when you look at her, but she was going into the trees against Versailles, getting hammered and finishing the play. She must have had four 3-point old-fashioned way that in that basketball game. She was amazing. And in the other one, Marissa Myring had a great start to the game. They weren't getting back, and she was just beating them down the floor, shooting layups. And the other one was Ava Schultes, a 5'9 freshman. That girl is going to be a superstar before her career's over at Fort Loramie.
You mentioned Ava. She is now at the 11 points a game. Marissa Myring's at 12. Last year, the Lady Redskins had no one at 10 or better. And this year, two in double digits. Another couple players right behind at 9.8 and over 7 per game in Dana Rose and Kenzie Holscher. It's quickly become a pretty good scoring team. Last year, it was primarily defense, some occasional outbursts offensively. This season, and we've seen it happen in rapid-fire succession, the Lady Redskins are putting the ball in the basket. It is not an imposing team in terms of height, but good overall height, and as you mentioned, length. Length, long arms, young ladies who can get off the floor, and the what should I say, the anticipation skills are very good. This group of Fort Loramie young ladies has been playing together now for quite a while, even though there's not a senior on the roster.
Yeah, there's not a senior, but they got a lot of leadership. All these girls have played together for at least, this is their second year, some of them their third year. They just annihilated Versailles' guard play. They took them out of the game completely. The only one who was effective the entire game was Lindsay Winter, and in the first half, for some strange reason, she didn't look to shoot it. In the second half, she came out, was catching the ball exactly where she was in the first half. She scored 15 points in the second half. With that kind of, they need that young lady to probably average 20 to 22 points a game for them to be effective this year.
Yeah, by the time she did look to score and did get red hot, the game was virtually,
it was over.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Fort Loramie girls, since the West Liberty Salem loss, 44-43 at West Liberty, have beaten Jackson Center 57-13, New Bremen 59-38, and Versailles 56-33. Tomorrow night, Fort Loramie is at Ohio Dominican to play Sugar Creek Garraway. And next Thursday, 1 week from tonight, the Fort Loramie girls play at Anna. Redskins cannot afford to look ahead to either one of those games. Sugar Creek, Garraway tomorrow night, or Anna next Thursday, because this new Knoxville team is mighty good, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. An upset win on the road by the new Knoxville ladies in their most recent encounter, 49-37 at Spencerville. New Knoxville was beaten by Anna by 3 on December 18th, but the Lady Rangers do hold wins against Lima Bath and Marion Local. Clobbered Marion Local 59-33, and Marion Local took Versailles to overtime.
Right.
New Knoxville is a force, and Fort Loramie will have to be on its game here tonight.
Well, Coach Hagemeyer does a really nice job with them. I mean, I'm gonna give him a compliment and say that he coaches them like boys, because he gets after them, but they respond, and that's what they need to do. But they got some talent. The JV game was a heck of a good game. It ended up being a 13-pointer for Loramie, but it was a 5-point game with about 4 minutes to go. So the program is in good hands and in good shape. And I think tonight, you're right, if Loramie doesn't come out and play with intensity, it could be close at the end.
20th year for head coach Carlos Siegel at Fort Loramie, about an 80% winning mark. Amazing. Tim Hagemeyer, as you mentioned, Chuck, 14th year here at New Knoxville. His 200th win was recorded earlier this year against Wapakoneta. You'll hear the names Aaron Scott, 12 points a game for the Rangers tonight, and Megan Jurassic, also a dozen points a game. Scott, a senior, Jurassic, a junior. They stand 5-5 and 5-11, respectively. And New Knoxville will push it. They'll take advantage of break opportunities as well in the half court. Extremely patient, and that is what has given Fort Loramie challenges in the past. That game last year, Chuck, was just a three-pointer. And as I mentioned, five of the last six have been 4 points or less. Redskins have won them all. But New Knoxville, for some reason, plays exceptionally well against Fort Loramie. The Redskins are usually not real crisp against New Knoxville. We'll see how things shake out in just a few minutes.
Well, you've got a non-league game. You've got Christmas. You've got no school. You've got New Knoxville wanting to knock off a powerhouse. That gives them some real advantage in the game tonight.
Yeah, all kinds of intangible factors which might favor New Knoxville. Fort Loramie's got to overcome the hangover from Saturday, and the Redskins cannot afford to look ahead to tomorrow night. Fort Loramie, New Knoxville girls coming up here in just a moment. I'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors, we salute Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. In addition, thanks tonight to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie. There's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Frisch's in Tip City, Troy, and Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. The in-between to south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi, shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. It's the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly at the Jewelry Barn you heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna is grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Tip-off upcoming, plus the starters. Fort Loramie girls versus New Knoxville in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hey, do you need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. It will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's. These two pros are also experts at servicing systems which need medical gas, hydronics technology, and backflow prevention. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned. Building a quality name on developing connections, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243, on the web at tomjerrys.com. New Knoxville Lady Rangers being introduced in the road red with gray numbers and gray trim. Kasia Louth, the 5'9", senior forward, outstanding defensive player, gets the nod in Coach Hegemeyer's starting five. Taylor Doty, 5'7", senior forward, is on the front line with Louth. Morgan Leffel, 5'7", sophomore, 4 points a game. Also in the opening five, Aaron Scott, a 12-point scorer, 5'5", senior guard, also at 12 a game. Megan Jurassic, 5'11", in the post. She is a junior. Fort Loramie Lady Redskins have been using a variety of young ladies on the roster. It is an extremely deep team. Fort Loramie's won 7 of 8 games this year, losing only to West Liberty Salem by a point on the road, 44-43, when Fort Loramie's bench was shorthanded. Kennedy Gebhardt at guard, 5'5", junior. Kenzie Holscher, 6-footer, a sophomore in the opening lineup. Taylor Ratterman, a 5'5", junior. Dana Rose, a 5'11", sophomore. And Marissa Myring, 5'8", and a junior. As we mentioned just a few minutes ago, Fort Loramie's got two girls who have dented the double-digit scoring column this year. Myring at 12, Schultes off the bench at 10. We'll probably see her right away. She's the super sub frosh. Dana Rose just below 10 points a game. Kenzie Holscher a little over 7.
Yeah, they're really balanced. You cannot just key on one person, that's a fact.
Fort Loramie in the home white, red numerals outlined in black. Or should I say black numerals outlined in red?
Either way, that's a pretty thick black line then.
Three experienced officials here tonight. I recognize Mr. Stokes, Mr. Vitt. Third gentleman familiar to me as well, Chuck. Don't recall his name.
Not sure what his name is.
Nope, but it's an outstanding crew. Opening tip to start the game is won by Fort Loramie. Myring's got it outside the arc on the right. Looks inside, can't find a player. Goes to Gebhardt, right wing. Jitterbugs into the lane. Goes near side to Ratterman, still 20 feet away. Now Rose, now Gebhardt on the arc. Fort Loramie's worked the ball around for a half minute. Not a shot yet. Here's Holscher, high left, straight away Myring. Gebhardt, right wing. Shot fake, goes baseline. Beneath the rim, loops it opposite corner to Ratterman. Doesn't shoot. Out back to Dana Rose. She's bumped at the foul line, no call. Good no decision by the referee. Rose retreats to midcourt, and she'll restart the attack. No score, not a shot yet. We played 50 seconds opening quarter. Here's Dana Rose, foul line extended right. Top of the key to Holscher. Holscher still on the bounce. Head coach Tim Hegemeyer of New Knoxville applauding the good defense. Holscher finally probes the lane, missed a runner from 8 feet. It glanced off the rim, and the Rangers get the carom.
That was a great move, just didn't finish.
Forecourt right, it's New Knoxville. Kasia Louth outside the arc, gives it up near flank to Aaron Scott. Scott straight away to Doty. Back to Scott, extreme right corner. Tries the lob inside for Jurassic. It's too far. Myring on the pick. Down the floor to Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. She darts to the wing and then scoots into the basket from the corner and lays it through. Boy, she was pedaling pretty fast.
Yeah, nice job of using her left hand and screening the defender.
Excellent left-handed, fast-driving layup by Gebhardt. Fort Loramie in front, 2-0. We played nearly 2 minutes. Tasia Louth near the Fort Loramie center circle. Right side of the floor, Aaron Scott. Scott loops it deep left corner for Morgan Leffel. It's over her head, goes out of bounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, NK Telco Sports and its sponsors are pleased to bring you replays of high school varsity basketball on NK Telco Channel 3.
A couple of turnovers here for the Rangers in their opening two offensive sets. Fort Loramie with the basketball, 5:55 to go, first period. Holscher 20 feet out, looks for the cutter, can't find her. Bounces, goes to Meiring. Meiring to Radiman, right flank, Holscher baseline right, double teamed, carves out space in the lane, loops up a six-footer, bouncing, no good. Rebounded by New Knoxville. Another good look by Kenzie, who could not get that one to fall either. Here's Scott, foul line extended left for New Knoxville, gave it up, got it back. 5:28 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 2, New Knoxville nothing. Here's Louth, foul line Doty, dribbles, Fort Loramie slaps it loose, and it's Meiring on the giddy-up. She breaks down the floor, hard to the rim, got it for two. Fort Loramie's defense fueled the offense.
That's what they do.
4-0 Redskins. Four court right, Doty for New Knoxville. On the arc to Morgan Leffel. Rangers yet to get a shot up off the iron. We played 3 minutes. 4-0, Fort Loramie in the lead. Ball thrown opposite from one side of the circle to the other to Doty. Back to the near side to Louth. Ball swung to the jump shooter, foul line. Morgan Leffel, it rimmed. Loose ball rebound, far left side of the floor. There's contact. Bodies fly, a push off maybe against Fort Loramie.
Foul on Taylor Radiman.
Taylor just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right. 4:41 to go first quarter. Fort Loramie girls 4, New Knoxville nothing. Ball inbounded, far side of the court. Delivered by Louth to Doty. Here's Meiring going for the steal. Out high against Morgan Leffel. Ball thrown to Louth, top of the circle. New Knoxville yet to free someone up. Here's a good baseline drive, though, and it's Taylor Doty all the way to the rack. It's in. Taylor Doty found a lane. She zipped right by a couple Redskin defenders. Not a serious offensive threat is Doty. But she poured in a couple points right there to make it 4-2 Fort Loramie. We played half the first quarter. Here's Marissa Meiring getting the ball in the left corner for the Redskins. And she blasts her way right around a couple Rangers to the basket. And she glances one in off the window.
Yeah, she's got her mobility back from that knee injury from 2 years ago.
Yep, sure does. Marissa has turned into a serious offensive threat. Here's a pass to the top of the key by New Knoxville. Fort Loramie anticipates. It's a 2-on-none. Radiman and Gebhardt down the floor. Or I should say Radiman and Gebhardt down the floor. Taylor gets the easy gimme. And the Redskins break on top 8-2. The Rangers get a timeout. 3:43 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
And many thanks to a couple of new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Maury's Landing Restaurant, that's Maury's across from Lake Loramie. Outstanding food, open at 6 a.m. in the morning for great breakfast. You'll like Maury's Landing. As I mentioned, across from Lake Loramie, it's a Minster address on Highway State Route 362. Here is New Knoxville after the timeout, shooting a jumper from the extreme left corner. It bounds off the heel, and it kicks out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Redskins, Chuck, with four baskets, all of them layups.
Yeah, they've not had to take anything from the outside. And the two shots they've missed were right point blank also.
Yep, and thank you, too, to Regal Trophy and Awards, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Regal Trophy and Awards, as a corner on the market for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Well, many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever. RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. Regal Trophy and Awards, 1269 Wapak in Sydney. 8-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. New Knoxville throws it in play. Just over 3 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Rangers with just one bucket so far. That was scored by Doty. Here's a baseline drive by New Knoxville, and it's kissed in off the window. Good play, Chuck.
Aaron Scott, he did kind of a hesitation and took it to the basket. Nice, strong move.
Aaron Scott led New Knoxville in scoring in its recent 49-37 win over Spencerville, upsetting the Bearcats, who had been undefeated. Here's Fort Loramie with a baseline drive from the left wing. It's Gebhardt. It bounces off the rim, no good. Stick back is in by Schultes. Here's the super frosh off the bench. Ava Schultes, double-digit score in short time. She's come up to the varsity and made a quick mark on it. 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. New Knoxville tries a long three. It's Louth. 22-footer, way hard. Long rebound, though. New Knoxville corrals it. 10-4, Fort Loramie. 2:21 left, opening period. Rangers got the ball. High right, it's Leffel. Leffel goes cross-court for a teammate. That's Morgan Leffel for Jacqueline Leffel, and it's stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Rose checks back in from Meyer, and Rathman is back in for Gebhardt.
Meyering out, Gebhardt out. Dana Rose back on the floor for Fort Loramie, along with Schultes. Inbounding below the rim is New Knoxville having difficulty. It's thrown to Doty. Doty gives it right back on the play to Aaron Scott. Straight away to Louth. In the middle, Jurassic, little turnaround, 7-foot J. It skips off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Holscher of Fort Loramie. She goes hard down the floor all the way into the lane. Hands off to a teammate, off the fingertips of a Redskin, and out of bounds.
And she wasn't ready for the pass. We'll give her a break, though. Only a freshman.
Minute 55 to go in the first. Fort Loramie 10, New Knoxville 4.
We kind of wondered how Schultes was going to go against a team like Versailles with all that size. She had 13.
That speaks for itself. She handled herself mighty well as a ninth grader. New Knoxville has it outside the arc on the right. It is Louth, who dances to the foul line, gives it up in the left corner to teammate Doty. Now on the weave, Louth through the top of the circle, picked up by Schultes. Bounce past Aaron Scott. Scott looks at the rim, doesn't shoot. Minute 25 to go, first quarter. Redskins up 6. Here's Scott outside the lane on the right, goes to Jurassic, high right, then behind the three-point line to Jacqueline Leffel. Leffel drives outside the lane on the left to Louth, to Jurassic. She's got position down inside. Missed it. It bounced off the rim. Rebound juggled by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds in the corner to New Knoxville.
That touched about six people on the way out of bounds.
Yeah, Rangers' motive, that possession, Chuck, was to work the ball into Jurassic. And she finally got the good angle entry pass. Had the defender on the hip, just overshot it. Fort Loramie could not reel in the rebound.
She's a solid young lady. You think she could post up down there and get some shots.
Yes. Here's Louth behind the arc. Hand off to Scott. Three-pointer hits the iron. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long heave down the floor to Schultes in the left corner. High arching three. You can count it. I said Schultes. I should have said Gasson.
It was a two.
It was not a three-pointer. She had a toe on the line. Big lift given to Fort Loramie by Caitlin Gasson off the bench. And the Redskins are up 8-12-4. Here's a misfire by New Knoxville. Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for two, and a foul. She was shouldered at the basket by a Ranger defender. And Fort Loramie's up 10, 29.4 to go in the first quarter. All my pregame talk about a possible hangover for the Redskins doesn't look like it so far, Chuck.
I think they're just that good. And I'll tell you what, that's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket. This girl is just going to get better and better and better.
Right now, a possible trap game for Fort Loramie here tonight does not look like such. You thought maybe the Redskins might have a letdown after clobbering Versailles by 23 on Saturday. Not the case through the first 7 minutes and 33 seconds. Free throw by Fort Loramie's Dana Rose hit the heel Rebound was punched out of bounds by the Redskins. New Knoxville will throw it in against Fort Loramie pressure.
That was kind of a phantom foul right there.
I thought so, too. Here's Tayshia Louth in backcourt. Whips it up the right side to Scott. Scott has it poked away from behind by the hustling Gebhardt. Fort Loramie on the steal. Then the Redskins throw it away. Scott intercepted. Heaved it down the floor to a teammate. And there's a spinning move in the lane. Good by L.A. Gable, a 5'6 freshman in off the bench. Seven ticks left here in the first quarter. Gebhardt, right corner for Fort Loramie. Two to go. In traffic. Shoots it high off the glass from 16 feet. Misses. And the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 14, New Knoxville 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Oh, you've got to check out the great inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing and financing also. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyers patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, and Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyers in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and terrific customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Each team exchanging missed shots. New Knoxville possession, and then a throwaway by the Rangers. Here's Fort Loramie, 2-on-2 break. Ball kicked by New Knoxville down to her left. We start the second quarter with Fort Loramie on top, 14-6 over New Knoxville. Redskins coming in 7-1. New Knoxville, a strong 6-2.
They've turned the ball over 8 times now, and just the beginning of this quarter.
Redskins defense has been a nemesis so far for New Knoxville, which hasn't seen such sticky D like this all year long. Inbounded by Fort Loramie below the rim. Into the lane goes Dana Rose. Loops up a one-hander, makes it. Nice play by Dana. Sort of an unconventional shot, but for her, Chuck, looked natural.
Well, I'll tell you, Minster's over here watching. They got a league team, and then they got a team they're going to play this year, and they're getting their eyes open by Loramie here early.
Redskins up 10. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Jurassic outside the arc, high right to Jacqueline Luffel. Foul line extended left to Aaron Scott. Now to Taylor Doty. She's open from 15. Missed it. Shy. It barely tipped the rim. Fort Loramie generated the rebound. Threw it down the floor to Gasson, baseline right. There's a jump shot kissed in off the side of the backboard. I said Gasson. I should have said Gebhardt, number 12.
Yeah, she was smiling. She knew that was luck.
Now the ball careened off the side of the glass. It was a little crooked, but it went through anyway. 18-6, Fort Loramie. Look at Scott go to work for New Knoxville down inside. Overshot it. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Here's Myring bulldozing the length of the floor on the run. No good, but a foul against New Knoxville. Marissa Myring took off like gangbusters. New Knoxville took a quick shot at the basket down to her right, and away went the Redskins the other direction. Two-shot situation for Marissa. She arches it up and through to make it 19-6 in favor of the Redskins. 6:12 to go in the first. Coming out, Schultes and Gebhardt for Fort Loramie. Gebhardt still smiling after banking the shot in from the extreme corner.
She will really like that when she gets to see it on film.
Both free throws good by Myring of the Redskins, who lead it now by 14. the biggest spread in the game. Head of the circle with the ball forward to Knoxville is Scott. She veers right, picked up by Rose. Scott drives, baseline right, pushes it up with the right hand, short of the mark, no good. Rebounded in backcourt by Fort Loramie's Rose. Outlet, baseline left to Holscher. Holscher flips it on top to Dana. Here's a long three outside the arc of the left wing by Putoff, who stepped on the floor for Fort Loramie, and she looks healthy. Oh, that foot is healed up. Thank goodness it was not a hairline break, and she popped in a triple from downtown, and New Knoxville needs a timeout immediately. 23-6, Redskins on a roll, 5.5 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Yep, New Knoxville trailed Fort Loramie by 8 after 1, and the Redskins have quickly reeled off 9 points to open play here in the second quarter. They've done it in less than 2.5 minutes. Here's a New Knoxville jump shot, swish. Good looking 15-footer by Jacqueline Leffel out of the timeout. She peeled off a screen and swished it. The 5'9 junior gives New Knoxville its 7th and 8th points, 23-8 in favor of Fort Loramie. Rose, top of the circle to Holscher for the Redskins. Left wing, it goes to Gasson, who dances into the lane. Out back to Holscher, her 17-footer wide left. Rebound ricochets, though, to Rose. And Fort Loramie restarts the attack. Here's Caitlin Gasson, the sophomore. Gives it up to Myring, straight away to Rose. Near side, Gasson. Left corner, put off again. She's a fine shooter. Missed it hard. Good hustling rebound on the inside by Myring. Went up strong, couldn't get it to fall. Got it again. It's ruled a jump. Looked like a Ranger might have been over the back of a Redskin.
Well, it's going to stay with Fort Loramie, so that's at least the right team gets the ball.
Right. 4 minutes, 34 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 23, New Knoxville 8. Ball inbounded right below the rim on the right to the cutter for the Redskins, who puts it up long, but a foul. That one was called. New Knoxville bodied Myring, who gets two at the stripe.
Boy, she plays a lot bigger than 5'8". The girl is just fearless in there.
Free throw by Marissa, dead center. Second shot upcoming here for Myring of Fort Loramie. Yeah, she plays like she's 6 feet tall. Boy, she can spread those arms. She's got good jumping skills, and she can widen out in the middle and create space. Both free throws in, four in a row by her at the free throw mark. 25-8 Fort Loramie. 4:22 to go here in the half. Here is Jacqueline Leffel outside the arc on the right, trying to nail down two in a row. Missed it, long. Rebound tipped into the corner. Jurassic got it. Threw it to Doty, picked off by Fort Loramie. Here goes Holscher sprinting down the floor on the run. Lays it up a little lengthy, but a foul against the Rangers. We've got Holscher at the stripe now for the Redskins to pump up a couple.
That would have been a good spot for Kenzie to jump stop, get the foul, and then go up strong.
Free throw good. Yeah, her momentum was moving so well toward the basket, it was difficult to get the soft touch on the shot she needed. Although she's got very
not bad on the free throw.
Soft touch on each of those. She swished a pair to make it 27-8. Fort Loramie shooting fouls quite nicely in this game. 3:56 to go in the second quarter. Scott picks up her dribble 25 feet away against Gasson. Gives it up to Jacqueline Leffel. Leffel down the left side. Left hand bounce all the way to the rim. Short of the mark. Holscher snatched it.
Three on two, Fort Loramie. Holscher's not guarded. She took it to the rim and hung on the iron and fell off. Meiering with a stick back for Fort Loramie. Two more points for Marissa.
And they're 10.
And the Redskins have exploded 29-8. 3:25 to go. Here's a travel by New Knoxville as the young lady went sprinting down the right side of the floor, then into the paint area, went Scott through Redskins defensive traffic and walked. 29-8 Fort Loramie. Redskins now, Chuck, have on the floor. Alyssa Rassman is in now. We've got Gasson out at the point. Schultes in as well. Left side of the floor, Gebhardt took a quick pass from Dana Rose, and she drilled a long deuce. Kennedy Gebhardt left open, and she knocked it down right away. All court, 31-8, Fort Loramie not missing a beat since thumping Versailles on Saturday. Here's a 17-foot left-hand jumper by Jacqueline Leffel. No good off to the right. Rebounded by Rose of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Gasson. Ahead to Gebhardt. Redskins have Schultes down low on the left. Rassman low in the right. Ball fed in the right corner, then back out on top to Gasson, 25 feet away. 2.5 left here in the second quarter. To Gebhardt. Gebhardt's free. Long three-pointer. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt popped it home from way downtown.
She's on a roll.
34-10 Fort Loramie.
She's such a streaky shooter, and she's on a streak right now.
Redskins defending New Knox Point. Just over two to play, second quarter. Dribble drive, Jacqueline Leffel foul line. Gives it up baseline right to Tasia Louth. Into the lane, banked it hard, hit the glass, the rim came out. The Knoxville shooting in poor luck right now. Schultes snared the rebound for the Redskins. Down the floor to Gasson, to Rose, foul line extended right. Goes opposite to Gebhardt, shot fake. Tries a runner, hard, no good. Weak side rebound, Rose, up and in. A minute 39 left in the second quarter, 36-10, Redskins. The public address announcer gave Kennedy an assist on that play.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
Shot by Kennedy was so far off the mark, it wound up being a nifty pass to Dana Rose. Top of the circle, Jurassic for New Knoxville. Jurassic puts it on the deck against Rose into the lane. Turnaround 10-footer short. Boxing out Rassman on the rebound. And what has been called a foul against New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel. Redskins can do no wrong. And the Rangers right now, Chuck, cannot throw it in the ocean.
Well, I'm going to give a lot of credit to the defense.
Yep. Fort Loramie's defense has been stellar, as it is just about all the time. Here is Fort Loramie's put off with the ball outside the arc on the left. Jaden put off, the sophomore. Here's a pass into the right corner to Dana Rose, jumping, shooting from 16. A little heavy. Rebound out to the foul line. Jump occurs, and New Knoxville gets the alternating arrow. With 54 seconds to go here in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie in the lead by 26. Redskins play at Ohio Dominican tomorrow night against Sugar Creek Garraway, then return to action 1 week from tonight at Anna. Foul line extended move by New Knoxville, and the Ranger player, I think maybe thought she was fouled. Aaron Scott missed the jumper well short. She traveled.
Yeah, she absolutely. She got fouled on the shot, but she had traveled before the shot.
Yes, took a stride or two without dribbling before letting it go. 30 seconds remaining, first half of the game. Here's Rassman on the O. It's Ratterman on the arc for Fort Loramie. Flips it to the post. Brooke, 21. Here's the dribble by Scott. High left to Gable. 12 seconds to go in the half. Right corner, Scott. Baseline against Gebhardt. Pulls nice. Up from 15. Bingo! She's got it. Aaron Scott connects. 3 seconds to go in the half. Here's Rose at midcourt. A running 27-footer. It is no good to a close. Well done by Fort Loramie. Redskins, as I mentioned a moment ago, picking right up where they left off after beating Versailles on Saturday, 56-33. Here at the half to New Knoxville from the Midwest Athletic Conference 12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time,
Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30 plus years. And I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Oh, it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before the winter weather gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Loramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Savings on Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and more at M&A Muffler and Tires. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Beat the winter weather before it beats you. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 1-800-474-4123. Talk to Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Halftime here at the Fort Loramie High School Gymnasium. The Lady Redskins own a commanding 36-12 lead over the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. 24-point spread. It's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the statistics kind of back up the score. 16-7 rebounding advantage for Loramie, 6-3 on the offensive boards. New Knoxville turned it 11 times in the first half. Loramie only turned it 3. New Knoxville did not go to the free throw line. Loramie missed their first one, then 6 in a row. 6-7 in the first half. Leading scores for the Rangers, they had Aaron Scott with 4. And then Doty had 2, Jacqueline Leffel had 2, Jurassic had 2, Gable had 2. They scored 6 in each quarter, 12 for the half. Loramie on the other side, Marissa Myring had 10, Kennedy Gephardt had 9, Dana Rose had 6. They got 3 from Jaden Putoff, and then 2 each from Caitlin Gasson, Ava Schultes, Kenzie Holscher. They scored 14 and 22. And they lead it 36-12 at the half.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. Fort Loramie exploding for a 22-point second quarter to lead this game by 24 points. Redskins clicking on all cylinders. You saw them play Saturday. Is this as good as Saturday's performance?
Oh, I think it is, because I think they're making New Knoxville look like a not a very good team. But I think it's what Loramie's doing to them, that they're just turning them over, and that's the same thing they did to Versailles on Saturday.
Right. That's our halftime report. 36-12, Redskins over the Rangers here at the break. Wilson Health Sports Medicine brings you our intermission stats here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Banklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon,
perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie High School. The Lady Redskins 36, New Knoxville 12 after two quarters. As some of you may have heard of Brookins, I bet most all of you have. For those who have not, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Drop in and see Carl Arns at Brookins, new owner-manager of Brookins. After a dozen years, were turned in by the Bar Horse. They did a splendid job. Carl now runs it, and he puts his heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Your food is cooked fresh. That's Brookins in Fort Loramie, the ideal spot to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. Brookins is delicious. Don't miss the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Two tasty, delicious 8-ounce marinated chops at Brookins.
I took Scott Ward there from the Tiger. He had never been there. We went between games Saturday, and we had both had the chicken. He was impressed, and we got to talk to Carl, so that was fun, too.
Yep. Carl's always a delight with whom to speak. Carl Arns, owner-manager at Brookins. And, yeah, that roasted chicken is juicy. Ooh, boy, it's savory. Nothing better than that roasted chicken at Brookins. About 2.5 minutes away from the start of the second half, Fort Loramie in the lead by 24 here at intermission. Now our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. And LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. And during girls' basketball games, we highlight a couple of seniors. Tonight, we take a look at the Fort Loramie roster, and there are no seniors. Among the Redskins' top 12 or 15 young ladies, the most experienced players include five juniors: Kennedy Gebhart, Taylor Ratterman, Macy Imwally, Marissa Myring, Alyssa Rassman. Glad Macy is back, was in concussion protocol a couple weeks ago. What's the update, Chuck?
Well, she wasn't here Saturday, and I was told that she was having to really spend time in just dark rooms. She couldn't go to school, but she's here tonight in this bright gym, and she's smiling, and it looks like maybe she's turning the corner, so it'd be nice to get her back.
Yep, Imwally, Myring, Rassman, Gebhart, and Ratterman, your five juniors for Fort Loramie. They're on the spotlight tonight thanks to LaCal Equipment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports. Fort Loramie Redskins in the home white, black numerals outlined in red. Throwing the ball inbounds to start the third quarter, leading by 24, 36-12.
New Knoxville, the visiting club tonight, the Lady Rangers in the road red, gray numerals, gray trimming. Fort Loramie on offense first as we open up play here in the second half. Marissa Meiring, Kenzie Holscher, Taylor Raderman on the floor. Raderman, a baseline drive, pulls up, shot blocked. Loose ball rebound to Meiring. And the ball is batted free below the basket. I think Fort Loramie was a bit too aggressive and fouled.
Marissa found herself, I think, a lot more open than she thought she was going to be and just shot it over the basket.
Raderman, Gebhardt, Rose, Holscher, Meiring on the floor for Fort Loramie. And it looks like the opening five to start the game for New Knoxville may be out there as well. Louth, Doty, Morgan, Leffel, Scott, and Jurassic. Deep in the left corner, Taylor Doty's got it for New Knoxville. On top to Tasia Louth. Spin move in the lane. Hits a teammate on a weave. It's Scott down the left side of the lane. Tried to shovel it toward the rim. It went awry, and Fort Loramie gobbled up the loose ball. Dana Rose up and over the timeline. Gives it up to Meiring on the right wing. Marissa looks inside. No one home. Ball reversed to Holscher. Foul line extended left. She puts it on the deck. Pulls up baseline. Now to Raderman on the arc. Little space in the lane. A little flyer right in front of the rim. Swish. She's got it. Wasn't a long shot. A little baby looper.
Yep. That's a tough shot, though. Straight on.
But these Fort Loramie girls are so adept at making unconventional-looking shots. Here is New Knoxville on the arc. A fake right. A move to the left by Morgan Leffel. She picked up the pivot foot. 38-12 Redskins. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Dana Rose up and over the timeline. Gives it down the left side to Meiring. Meiring swings it on top to Raderman. Right flank to Holscher. She's behind the arc in the corner to Meiring. Picked up on the play by Morgan Leffel. Now Holscher in the corner. Bounce pass in the short corner to Meiring. Back to Holscher on the arc. Cross court to Rose. Left corner Raderman. High arching jumper from 18. It hits the heel. Goes way up in the air. And New Knoxville jerks down the rebound. Outlet pass to Doty. Straight away it goes to Morgan Leffel. Now Jurassic, who finds Doty in the right corner. We played 2 minutes, 15 seconds, third quarter. Louth sprints through the lane, hand off to Scott. Scott in traffic, 4 feet in front of the basket. She's pinched by a couple of white shirts, foul against Fort Loramie.
This will be the Rangers' first two free throws of the game.
Fort Loramie playing tenacious defense all night long without fouling very much. Rangers shoot and miss. Scott given credit for a couple deemed to be in the act of shooting in the paint area. Gebhardt and Rose out for Fort Loramie. Caitlin Gasson back on the floor. Second free throw here by Scott of New Knoxville. Got it. 38-13. Fort Loramie on top with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Gasson in midcourt, down the right side to Raderman. Almost lost it out of bounds. Saved it right in front of head coach Carla Siegel, but into a Ranger player. New Knoxville down the floor, Morgan Leffel. Left corner, Louth. Guarded by Raderman. Tasia swings it on top. Here's the weave. Taylor Doty, 25 feet away. Baseline left to Morgan Leffel. Oh, a nice head fake. Up and strong off the backboard. She's got it.
Nice pass by Jurassic, the finder there, too.
Nifty feed by Megan Jurassic. Morgan Leffel on the deuce. 38-15, Fort Loramie. Here's Taylor Raderman. Here's Caitlin Gasson. Straightaway pass to Ava Schultes, the 5'9 freshman. Shot fake, top of the circle, down the lane. One-hander, no foul. Meiring couldn't drop it in, but she was clubbed on the elbow as she released it. 4:45 left here in the third quarter. Redskins lead 38-15. Meiring misses her first free throw of the night as it swirls around the rim and comes off. Second one, Meiring got it. 39-15, Fort Loramie. Here is New Knoxville in backcourt.
It's Aaron Scott. Gasson gives her trouble. Scott dropped it, got it back, gave it to Doty. 4.5 left in the third. Doty, dribble drive, foul line to Scott. Scott circles into the top of the circle, leaves it behind her for Doty. Doty now to Jurassic straight away. Checked there by Holscher of Fort Lauderdale. Jurassic on a handoff to Doty. Doty into the right corner to Scott, to Doty. Baseline 8-footer. It kicked off the rim. Rebound to Holscher of Fort Loramie. She races down the floor, throws it too hot to handle for Myron.
Yep, good thought. Just the angle was not real good for Marissa to try to catch that pass.
4 minutes, 5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 4:05 remaining in period number three. 39-15 Fort Loramie. Timeout, noon Knoxville on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Yep, we have 4 minutes and 5 seconds left to play here in the third quarter, and New Knoxville will inbound it down to our right. Rangers have on the floor the likes of Jacqueline Leffel and Aaron Scott. Ellie Gable is on the hardwood along with Megan Jurassic, and the fifth player is Morgan Leffel. Substitutions for Fort Loramie right away. As the official whistle.
The clock didn't start.
That's exactly what happened. The referees recognized it. And then as a result of a whistle, a few seconds after the original stoppage, Fort Loramie elects to sub. Redskins have Gasson guarding out high. Here's a nice overplay. What a steal by Schultes on a run out the other direction. Ava's got two more. Ava Schultes on the bucket for Fort Loramie. 41-15 Redskins. Ava Schultes sniped in front of the New Knoxville player and swiped the basketball. Deep in the right corner for New Knoxville, it is Scott. Scott looks for Jurassic. Fakes left, goes right, baseline, all the way beneath the rim. Fires it near corner for a teammate intended for Jurassic, and a Fort Loramie player got a fingertip on the ball.
Here comes Riley Heitkamp. She had 23 in the JV game.
Riley is a 5'4 freshman. Fort Loramie and New Knoxville played a good JV game. It was 5 or 6 points with 4 minutes to go. Redskins won it with 13 in the end, 47-34. But the New Knoxville Lady Rangers in the JV tilt gave a very good account of themselves. Fine inside pass, Jurassic for Scott, posting up low left, and she banks it down. 41-17 Fort Loramie. Here's Dana Rose, 25 feet away. Rose on the bounce, fakes left, goes right. Tried to swivel between a couple of Ranger defenders who played very good defense, and Dana lost the ball out of bounds off her knee. .245 left in the third quarter, 41-17 in favor of Fort Loramie. New Knoxville with possession, deep in the right corner, Jurassic. She fakes left, goes right. Flips it opposite to Morgan Leffel near corner to the cutter through the lane. Ellie Gable has her shot blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to superb underwriting sponsors, including the likes of Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Plus Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Here's New Knoxville working the ball around. Thrown to the cutter below the basket. It's caught, laid up, and missed, but a foul against Fort Loramie. Shaking loose below the rim was Morgan Leffel. Aiden Putoff picked up the personal for the Redskins. Free throw Rangers is good. Shot drained by Leffel. Second free throw here by Morgan on the way. Yes. 41-19 Fort Loramie. 2:12 to go here in the third. Backcourt for Fort Loramie. It's Riley Heitkamp. And Heitkamp has it swiped. Good steal on the play by Scott for New Knoxville. And she busts down the floor and makes the driving layup. 41-21. New Knoxville with four straight points, Chuck, for the first time tonight.
Well, you had a freshman on a senior that time, and the senior got the better of her.
Near side pass. It's Jaden put off for Fort Loramie. Right wing to Gebhardt. She barrels her way down the right side of the floor to the baseline, cut off and fouled by New Knoxville. Gebhardt saw the opening and advanced forward quickly. New Knoxville plowed into her. Team foul situation, three on Fort Loramie, two on New Knoxville. Inbounding baseline right is Ratterman for the Redskins. She looks, ball high overhead, goes to Rose at the foul line. Picked up there by Jurassic of New Knoxville. Dana Rose retreats. Dana dribbles. Coming out to catch his shoulders 20 feet away. Good look down inside to Meiring up and in. Well, that's a set play. Good movement away from the basketball. The ball was reversed near side to shoulders. Meiring got the defender on her hip. Low post right. Caught it with the good shooting angle. And laid it in off the window. 43-21 Fort Loramie. Minute 12 to go here in the third quarter. New Knoxville attacking to our left. It's Louth, head of the key, foul line. Bounce pass right corner, intended for Gable. Intercepted by Fort Loramie's Ratterman. She takes it 60 feet down the floor, up and in. Taylor Ratterman guarded the length of the floor. 45-21 Redskins. 48 seconds to go here in the third. Gable down the right side for New Knoxville to Jurassic in the corner. Jurassic dribbles with the left hand. Bounce pass through the top of the key. Ball loose. New Knoxville gathers it. Shot banked hard by Scott from right in front. Holscher's got the rebound for the Redskins. Outlet to Meiring might have walked. Gave it up on the play to a teammate. Schultes smacked out of bounds by New Knoxville. 23.7 to go here in the third quarter. Anna Lady Rockets tonight, Chuck, are playing at Versailles, and the Versailles Tigers lead by six at halftime, 22-16.
Wow.
25 feet away on the right with the ball is Schultes. Head of the circle, Ratterman, open look from three-point land, wide right. Meiring collects the garbage below the hoop and drops it home. Right place, right time. 26-point lead for Fort Loramie. And New Knoxville in the waning seconds of the third quarter brings it up the left side of the court. The ball is batted free from Scott as the period closes. Redskins up 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Oh, don't forget the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, located in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your needs. The Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. Check out Goffney for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Use the Goffney Design Center and room planning service, too. Oh, you'll enjoy that five-star white glove delivery, plus the 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center. We start the fourth quarter. New Knoxville with the ball to our left. Ball handled out high by Ellie Gable. Goes foul line to Taylor Doty. 47-21, Redskins lead. Near flank, it's fed to Aaron Scott. Scott goes foul line to a teammate. 15-footer by the Rangers. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Sprinting down the floor is Corinne Heitkamp, who's in now for the Redskins, a 5'6 sophomore. Near side to Ratterman, spin move. Tries to deal Holscher, picked off. Nice intercept by New Knoxville. Ball given up by Jacqueline Leffel, gotten back by her. She runs the floor nicely and lays it in.
I think Holscher got a little bit of that shot, and it's still went in.
Yep. 47-23, Holscher countering for Fort Loramie. In the paint, six-footer right in front. Off the front of the rim, rebound Rangers. Forecourt left, Ellie Gable goes baseline against Ratterman. A hook shot from 10. It ricocheted off the ring, rebounded by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. She blitzes her way down the floor, tries to come to a jump stop, didn't in time, and walked. 6:43 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Redskins lead it 47-23. Don't forget, tomorrow night we are at Anna. Fort Loramie boys take on the Anna Rockets. Tip off at 8, webcast time 7:40. Same times on Saturday night for the New Knoxville boys at Bodkins, and the Trojans recognize their 1994 state tournament team on Saturday evening. A first look at Coach Sean Powell's Bodkins Trojans here in the 2018-19 season.
That was a really good basketball team.
Yes, it was. Jacqueline Leffel straight away for New Knoxville misfires. It circled around the rim and came off to the left. Redskins have got the board. Forecourt right, Myring. Dumps it low right to Gasson in among the trees. Caitlin back outside to Myring. Hits a cutter in the lane. Caught, laid up by Heitkamp. And she's plowed into by a Ranger player in the act of shooting. I'm trying to recall some of the personnel on that 94 Bodkin squad. I've got the list of players who will be recognized tomorrow night. They'll be highlighted. I can't remember them, but that should be a joyous night. Not tomorrow night, but Saturday night.
Saturday, yeah.
Yep. Look forward to it, and we'll review that entire list a couple times for you on Saturday evening. Bodkins entertains in Knoxville. The 1994 state tournament team for the Trojans being recognized.
If I'm not mistaken, they got beat like in the 90s in that championship game. I'll take a look at that. It was like Westerville Christian or somebody like that.
Redskins at the stripe seconds ago. Heitkamp.
She made them both.
She notched a pair of free ones to make it 49-23 Fort Loramie. New Knoxville's got the ball in the right corner. Here's Tasia Louth firing up a line drive jumper. It hits the iron, goes right into the lap of a Redskin. It's Heitkamp down the floor to Dana Rose. Rose goes baseline left and gets it back. Ball rotated, near wing Myring. On the arc to Gasson. Flips it cross court to Rose, into the lane, off balance. 12-footer, hit the backboard, rim came off. New Knoxville rebounding, outlet to Aaron Scott. She explodes down the floor, banks it up from 10, missed it. Rebound Fort Loramie. Here's Rose at midcourt, collision, foul, Rangers. 5:01 left to be played here in the fourth quarter, 49-23. In favor of Fort Loramie. Shout-outs to two Rushi family-owned firms, which have done business for 60 years each. They are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm talking about the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, Inc., both in Rushi. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Redskins turn it over. New Knoxville possession. 26-point game. Fort Loramie in the lead. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. Ball fed. Top of the circle to Gable. Gable dribbles into the left corner. Picked up by Gasson. Nice maneuver by her. Hooked it a little long. And the rebound is bouncing on the floor, picked up by Gebhardt for Fort Loramie, down the floor to Rose. Rose hustles in from the left wing, all the way to the cup for two more. Nicely done by Dana Rose. all these Redskins players, Chuck, have such a nose for the iron. They get to the hoop quickly. Here's a high-arching jumper by Gable outside the arc on the right. Missed it, a little lengthy. Rebound Fort Loramie quickly down the floor to Rose again. In and out on the shot, but she's fouled. But, Chuck, we saw Fort Loramie at West Liberty Salem on a night when the Redskins were missing both M. Wally and Putoff off the bench. Redskins were beaten by a very good West Liberty team, which did not lead in that game until 7 seconds to go. West Liberty won it 44-43. But since then, Fort Loramie has really gelled. You remarked earlier during a timeout break, if Fort Loramie played like this on that night, they would have beaten West Liberty by 15 points anyway.
And Schultes had not moved up to the varsity yet.
Right.
So that's three girls that get a lot of playing time that we're not playing.
Yep. Schultes, M. Wally, and Putoff. Free throws, Redskins, Badena Rose.
Made them both.
And she drained two. Fort Loramie's foul shooting has been extraordinarily good here tonight. It has been superior. Here's a left-hand jump shot by Taylor Doty. Foul line extended right for New Knoxville. It's not good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. 53-23 Redskins. 3.5 to go in the game. Outside the arc on the left, it is Schultes for Fort Loramie. Good quick pass into the lane to Holscher. Out back to Putoff straight away. Missed it off the flange. Long rebound tracked down by Doty of New Knoxville with 3:12 to go in the game. And then she went airborne with a lofty pass into the corner, broken up by Holscher.
Do we know when Minster and Loramie play?
Yeah, that game is coming up in just a couple of weeks. In fact, the Redskins play Minster here on Saturday, January 12th. So it's just around the corner, 2 weeks from this Saturday.
Looking forward to that one.
As we have just noted, Minster is at Fort Loramie on Saturday, January 12th, right here at the Redskins gym. 2:30 tip, webcast time 2:10. Was that Morgan Leffel or Jacqueline Leffel?
No, Chuck? That was actually Doty. That was Morgan Leffel.
Morgan Leffel with a two-pointer for the Rangers, 53-25. Fort Loramie's lead is 28, little give-and-go action. Baseline left, Redskins have it. They reverse the ball. Out high to Heitkamp, who retreats for Fort Loramie and resets the attack. Fort Loramie has everybody seeing action tonight. Riley Heitkamp, a freshman, 5'3 inch young lady, has got the ball in the right corner. It's thrown cross court, no one there. New Knoxville didn't touch it, out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Was it Riley Heitkamp who had the splendid JV game, Chuck?
Yep, she had 23.
Just over two to play here in the fourth. New Knoxville brings it up. 53-25 Redskins. Rangers go high post. Baseline left is Gable. She charges in toward the basket, shoots it short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Holscher waltzes up and over the timeline. Kenzie, 25 feet away, looks at head coach Carla Siegel. Bounce pass right wing. Is broken up by New Knoxville, out of bounds. Well, we made the comment in the pregame that the Redskins might be suffering a bit of a letdown here tonight after clobbering Versailles, which had been previously unbeaten, in a game on Saturday, 56-33. But Fort Loramie, undaunted, not suffering from a hangover one bit here tonight against the Rangers, blowing out New Knoxville, 53-25. Reverse layup, no good by Heitkamp, but she got the loose ball in the corner. Fed it to Putoff. Back to Riley. Minute and a half to go. Riley, top of the key. Hands to teammate Schultes. Heitkamp's got it back. Redskins work the ball around. A minute 18 to go in the game. High right with the ball, Jaden Putoff. She goes down below the rim to Rassman, who catches. Throws it on the arc to the jump shooter. No good by Corinne Heitkamp, but the rebound is in. Riley Heitkamp got the deuce.
All 5'4 of her.
As she was Johnny on the spot. Good set. Here's New Knoxville misfiring from below the foul stripe. Rebound, Jurassic. It hit the underneath side of the rim. Rangers get it back top of the circle, and the long three-pointer is drilled.
Gable with the three.
Ellie Gable connected. Got Corinne and Riley on the floor. I may have interchanged them once or twice. Hope I didn't. Bad pass, New Knoxville, with 17 seconds remaining, out of bounds to the Redskins. It has been all Fort Loramie. Redskins jumped to a 14-4 lead, led 14-6 after one, and then a 22-point bust out in the second period put this game away for Fort Loramie. There's the buzzer. That closes it out. Fort Loramie 55, New Knoxville 28. Clearly, by far, the most lopsided contest in this short series. And New Knoxville has never beaten Fort Loramie. Five of the last six games were decided by a grand total of 16 points. But here tonight, Fort Loramie, with a high-powered offense and a suffocating defense, runs away from New Knoxville 55-28. Chuck McBee is along in just a moment to run down our scoring and give you our Clancy's Award winners, all Fort Loramie here tonight. Not one bit of a letdown since Saturday when Fort Loramie clubbed Versailles. Redskins were clicking on all cylinders once again here tonight and hit the hardwood once again tomorrow night at Ohio Dominican to take on Sugar Creek Garraway in a game that originally was planned to be played at Mansfield in a weekend event, a short weekend tournament at Mansfield that was on the books at one time, but the two schools, Fort Loramie and Sugar Creek Garraway, decided to play that contest much closer to home, and that contest is tomorrow night. We will not be covering that one for you. We'll travel to Anna. The Fort Loramie boys take on the Anna Rockets tomorrow night at Anna. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight, including our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. 55-28, our final, Chuck. Do we need to squeeze in a couple of additional commercials?
No, I think we're okay.
Before our Clancy segment?
Let's take a look at the scoring. It was 36-18 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. Individual scoring for New Knoxville. They were led with Aaron Scott had 9, and then it drops down to 6 for Morgan Leffel and 5 for Ellie Gable. On the other side, Marissa Meiring led the Redskins with 15. They got 10 from Dana Rose, 9 from Kennedy Gephardt, 6 from Taylor Ratterman. Those two, Ratterman and Gephardt, had two nice games for them tonight. And they had 10 young ladies that score. The Clancy's players of the game for Fort Loramie is Kennedy Gephardt and Marissa Meiring.
And as you said, Chuck, Saturday, guard play for Fort Loramie excelled. And again here tonight, Gephardt and Ratterman with splendid performances as we say hello to Carl Orange from Brookins. Carl, come on over here. Carl Orange from Brookins is here. We'll highlight our Clancy's winners at this point in time. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Yeah. And once again, so many thanks here on Scores Broadcast. Easy for me to say. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, our Fort Loramie game sponsors include Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman on the web at TomJerry's.com. 55-28 Fort Loramie tops New Knoxville easily here tonight. As I mentioned, no letdown for the Redskins after the win on Saturday. Sugar Creek Garraway, the opponent tomorrow night in Columbus. And with us, alongside Chuck and I, Carl Arnes, owner-manager, Brookins, in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Brookinspub.com or Brookins-pub.com?
Brookinspub.com.
Brookinspub.com, I knew that. I've got it on paper. You've got 5 minutes to tell me all you can about Brookins. Oh, Carl.
Oh, that's tough.
You've tweaked the late-night menu a little bit, I know.
Yes, we tweaked the late-night menu, minimize it down to fryer food and pizzas, and it helps out for the kitchen staff, slows that down a little bit, but everybody can have great food at night.
All the way to 2:30 in the morning, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right?
Yes, that is correct. Brookins is, I'm almost done with my first year this year at Brookins, and it's been a great year. I never thought I'd get the response of owning Brookins the way I did, and it's just unbelievable how the community, you guys, everybody comes out and supports Brookins. People from Huber Heights, where you're from, come up there to have some chicken.
Sure.
Scott Ward was in the other week with Chuck, and they had chicken, and it was excellent chicken.
How would you describe your broasted chicken? I term it as the juiciest I've ever had.
It is real juicy. Most people say it's the greatest chicken they ever had. We had some people in from Chicago last week, and they said they can't find any chicken as great as Brookins Juicy Chicken.
And don't forget, on Saturday nights, 2 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins.
Yes, absolutely. And then pork chops do not last. Usually gone by 6:30 on Saturday night. So if you want 2 8-ounce marinated pork chops, you better get there early.
Carl Arnes, the fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. On the web online at Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Correct.
Carl, thanks for joining us. Redskins look mighty good here tonight once again.
Yes, they did. And I think Carla and the girls are going to have a great season. They're going to go deep into the postseason like they do every year.
8-1 after winning tonight. Next opponent for Fort Loramie tomorrow night against Sugar Creek Garraway. Redskins beat New Knoxville 55-28. Rangers now 6-3 on the season. Like to remind our listeners that we've got action tomorrow evening from Anna, Fort Loramie Boys against the Anna Rockets. Tip off at 8, webcast time 7:40. As Saturday night, we've got the Botkins home date against New Knoxville. Tip off at 8, webcast time 7:40 on Saturday. The Trojans recognize their 1994 state tournament team on Saturday. Again, I'd like to highlight our additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Brookins, no good eating place like it whatsoever, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy and Tip City, what's your favorite thing, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his very best shot, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Shout-outs in Rushi to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. In Anna, Wells Brothers, Inc., 8 growing divisions. Also in Fort Loramie, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Carl, on this Thursday night, are you headed right to Brookings this evening after the game?
Absolutely. You, I had a little time to get out of there tonight, so I come and watch the girls play.
You finally got 2 hours off. And you enjoyed it here in town in the best way possible, enjoying Fort Loramie girls hoops.
That's correct.
And tomorrow night, will you have time to be on the road at Anna to follow the boys, or will you be at the store?
I will be at Rookins, at the restaurant.
You'll be minding the shop and listening to us on Scores Broadcast.
Absolutely.
Carl Arns, Rookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. On the web, brookinspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S. Rookins, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. Chuck, take the mic back from Carl. Carl wanted to hog it the rest of the evening. If so, we would never have gotten off the air. Splendid performance again by the Fort Loramie girls here tonight, Chuck. Contest away tomorrow at Ohio Dominican against Sugar Creek Garraway. A good experience to play 2 days in a row. You never know, depending on how the state tournament is set up, you might have to play 2 days in a row up at Columbus, if you're lucky enough to get that far.
Right, if you're lucky enough to get there. But I'll tell you, this is a well-balanced team. They play outstanding defense. Their defense spurs their offense. They get a lot of turnovers, a lot of points off of turnovers. They played extremely well tonight. The way they played Saturday, I wasn't surprised they won. I was kind of surprised by the margin. Tonight, this didn't shock me in the least. This is how good they're going to play the rest of the year.
And depth with a capital D.
They got all kinds of people out there that can put the ball in the basket. Yeah. And you like to have like an 8-person rotation. She's got 11 or 12 people mm-hmm. she can throw out there.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're on the web online on scoresbroadcast.com tomorrow night from Anna, Fort Loramie boys against the undefeated Anna Rockets. They try to stay that way against the upset-minded Redskins tomorrow evening. 8 o'clock tip, 7:40 webcast time. For Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer, for Carl Arns, owner-manager at Brookins, who's got one great successful year under his belt at Brookins, and for Chuck McBee on stats, color, and on-site engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Fort Loramie, where the Lady Redskins have beaten New Knoxville to advance to 7-1 on the year. Or I should say now 8-1 on the year. Final tally, 55-28. Good night, everybody.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.